It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
By Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Hey, man, a lot of stories today about the NBA trade deadline and the moves. We just take a lot of calls. A lot of folks are happy or at least excited. Some guys are still down that they didn't get anything out of Porzingis. Well, that ship has sailed, man. Other story today, of course, Matt Ryan making the media rounds. A lot of guys hit us up on the text line and on social media today, Carl, saying that they love the fact that they're hearing Matt Ryan and not Arthur Blank. Now, usually Arthur does make the rounds at the Super Bowl, and he may, for all I know, but it is kind of cool to hear Matt talking about this stuff and not someone else like Rich McKay, for what it's worth. The one thing we didn't get to, just real quick, any concern the Braves have not found another arm because the Tigers are making moves, everybody else is kind of adding those extra pieces, and there's sort of like a second or third level now of starting pitching, which is out there, and the Braves are kind of standing pat, or there's something going to happen now right before pitchers and catchers.
No, I don't think so. And not because I don't want that. I just feel like they're looking at all the guys that are coming back. And when you start looking at this roster from where the Braves are, Mike, remember, Alex Anthopoulos came on our show a while back and said, look, we have a lot of belief that the guys that are coming off of these injuries are going to be 100% and be able to help us. I just feel like you do. There's a lot of faith. You're crossing your fingers, and you do this every year. Don't get me wrong. Most teams are crossing their fingers that their starting rotation doesn't get decimated by injuries. But because of what happened to us last year where every single starter was hurt, you kind of go, all right, you're going to run this back? You're not going to shore this up and maybe get some more durability in there with some guys that maybe you trust, some innings eaters and whatnot? Mm-hmm. But I think they're going to roll the dice, Mike, because they still feel like, number one, a lot of these guys are young, they're capable. And when you look at this, whether you like it or not, you do have four capable starters to at least look at the start of the season with this rotation. And I think that's how they're looking at this, but I don't think they're going to add. Because you keep talking about the fact that you're seeing teams make that secondary move with starting pitching right now.
Right. It's funny because Skrubel is like one of the great pitchers in Detroit. And he's going to go through arbitration while they just signed another guy for over $100
million.
And he's going to be nickel and dimed as they do an arbitration. That's got to be awkward. Well, you don't sit in that room. The agent sits in that room, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, the arbitration thing, he's going to get a raise, but it's not what he's worth.
Right.
Because of how well he's pitched. So I'm curious to see what this is going to look like.
Framber Valdez, by the way, got the big contract.
And he's legit. Look, they're going all in. But when you start talking about projecting this rotation, right, and this is what Mike's discussing and talking about, how much do you trust what we have coming back and, more importantly, the guys coming off of injury? Because that's really what we're talking about, Mike. And I don't know, Chris Sale, Strider, Schrellenbach, you start looking at this, Waltrip.
Is Waltrip going to be asked to do more than he's ever done?
Yes.
I know that Alex said that he ramped up a lot last year in between Gwinnett and Braves, but still, you know, there'll be that, you know, someday you'll probably get phased into a six-man rotation. You're hoping that Strider comes back to being the man. I just would like, again, every year I ask for this, every year I don't get this, but the extra arm to help, you know, fill in the blanks, as it were, for this Braves team, because you're going to need more pitching, man. I die on that hill, but it's a combination of Alex's philosophy. They don't talk to Boris, so that takes away any of those frontline pitchers. And whether it's from Alex's philosophy or the franchise, Terry McGuirk, they just don't want to cut big checks for starting pitchers.
Yeah. They could add free agent, who is it, Giolito?
Yep.
They potentially could. That's a name that's been out there.
Chris talked about that last year, right? 2 years ago.
Yeah, he did. Real quick, before we get out of here, and by the way, we do have hoops tonight. Ironically, we've been talking a lot about the Hawks and the trades and all the things that went down. They are back in action tonight. Utah is in town. Pre-game's at 7. Tips at 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So stay tuned for that. Chris has got a bridge show, and he'll get you ready for all of that. Last night, left the show somewhere around this time to get on the road to head down to the South Side in College Park, where they play at the Gateway Center Arena. And you've heard Mike complain, and certainly now I've joined this complaint about Mayor Dickens, you've got to fix this. So, Mike, literally, you know, wherever you work, you get into these habits of, oh, it's not going to be a lot of traffic, because you understand the flow of things in and around your building or in and around your parking spaces or whatever it might be.
Right.
And I got in the car, and I'm literally trying to leave last night, and the line is backed up to get out of the building. And I'm like, that's weird. So I'm thinking somebody's broke down. All right, maybe I'll just go up another level and try to get out. And this thing is just crawling. And then I realize, okay, I can't do that, because the only way to get on Juniper is to exit where we exit on the second level. And so I said, I'll just stay here. Mm-hmm. Tick, 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 tick. 10 minutes to get out of the building. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, what is going on? Finally, I get out to see. I'm at the light, and it is backed up at the light, Mike. You can't even get on the Juniper.
Yes, and again, for those not familiar with my rants about this, and again, if you don't live in the city, doesn't bother you, but you do come in the city, Mayor Dickens, the driving in Midtown is impossible. You can't go south. You literally can't, because you got Spring Street. That's always a parking lot. Peachtree. That's two lanes. And if there's an Amazon truck double parked, that's one lane. And now you've taken three lanes of Juniper down to two. And as I said, occasionally one when somebody's turning. So, Carl, it goes all the way. I'm looking at it right now. It goes all the way up to where Channel 2 is. And that's where it starts, because they can't make a left on 14th. Guys go, why don't you go crosstown? Jimi Hendrix wrote a song about it. You're like crosstown traffic. It takes forever to go over to 75. The city, in an effort to make room for bicyclists and make things more safe for pedestrians on Juniper, has now completely disaster. I'd love to know what the computer models look like. Did they even do one? Did you have any idea of the flow? If you're coming down for the Fox Theater, you better leave yesterday.
Forget about it. And Mike, here's the thing. You talk about going that way. I did, because I'm literally like, okay, I am not going to make this.
Right.
So, you know, GPS is like trying to give you alternate routes, but everything is in red, right? So you go, all right, I'm going to go Peachtree. I'm going to cross over, and I'll get on the highway. No. Don't get on the highway. Go through Georgia Tech.
I've done that.
Okay.
You came out on Northside?
Yes. And literally, I'm like, finally get through, then I got to cross back over, because I still got to get on 75 to head down to 85 South, and then my phone rings. Bring! What the hell is going on with this line to get out of the building? And I'm like, Mike, it took me 10 minutes to get out of the building.
I mean, it's literally gridlock. What this city's going to be like when the World Cup comes, I have no earthly idea. With all Ubers and people taking cars, it's going to be bananas. So again, real quick, I get it. If you don't live in the city, you don't care.
This has become our quest.
It's a major problem for our city.
We're going to get this fixed.
No good deed goes unpunished. You created, whoever designed this had no idea of the ramifications of how screwed up taking one of the major north-south avenues off the surface streets and rendering it unusable. Real quick, guy hit me up and goes, well, I don't live in the city, I don't care. Well, you see, not every building you see when you drive downtown or you drive through the city has balconies. These are called office buildings. People work here.
Yes.
And then drive home to Sandy Springs.
Wherever.
Or down to the South Side or wherever. You can't get out of the freaking city. Anyway, Mayor Diggett, we'll have to get him on the program. Talk to somebody from the city council. Day-Day, you have the wonderful task of tracking somebody down.
This is true. We got to talk about this.
I'm on it. And you know what? Ironically, I saw that yesterday, that line.
It was ridiculous.
And so I went up to Red, got out much quicker, and I just took my chances.
Yeah, but you're going that way.
Yeah.
We are going to fight City Hall. And we're going to win.
It's a bad look. Like I honestly wondered the time I got stuck in it a couple of weeks ago. I was like, did they put a drone in the air to see what this was going to look like before they put this plan in place?
It doesn't feel that way.
Craziest thing ever, man.
I got to say this, all right? And here's where I was trying to defend the bicycle riders in the city, all right? I said, Mike, they have rights too. No, they don't.
I haven't even seen one.
No, they don't. Yes. Okay, I'm over that. I tried to defend it. I tried to give you people a chance. And I said, Mike, don't do it. They have a right to be on the sidewalks.
What do you mean you people? The guys dress up like Good and Plenty. It's like you're in the Peloton.
I said, Mike, don't do this. They have a chance to ride their bikes. No, you don't. Okay? This has got to get taken care of.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Spock said that. You're not going to doubt me. That's Vulcan logic, Carl. Anyway, appreciate you letting us rant there for 5 minutes, because I know if you live in, like, you know, outside the perimeter, you don't give a flip. But it's become a major hassle.
It hit us both yesterday. And I don't normally go home that way. I just had to go down there. But I'll tell you, I'm sitting there and I'm going.
Yeah, and one guy said, well, why can't you get some cops? Like, some buildings have cops. You need 50 cops to fix this. You literally need 50 cops at all the intersections to make this thing fly.
Oh, you mean up and down?
It ain't going to happen, man.
Because that part of the issue is all the new buildings they put over there. That all the people are starting, there's a new apartment building.
Bingo.
Like, there is so in addition to taking the lanes away, you added more places for people to be going in and coming out of on that corridor.
Right. And so, it's like I said, it's for residents can't get into their own buildings. Mm. So, like I said, it's not just us bellyaching about exiting. There's people trying to come into town. So, there you go. But anyway, if you live up in the Ball Ground, lucky you. You don't have to deal with this if you're lucky enough to work from home.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, man, if you're just joining us, Jonathan Kuminga joining the Hawks along with Buddy Hield. We'll also get Gabe Vincent, who was dealt for Luke Kennard. So, Mike, we don't see him tonight, but we'll get a chance to see what this is going to look like here pretty quickly as the Hawks continue their season. But the trade deadline is come and gone. And now what's coming up next, obviously, is the All-Star game and all of that. Congratulations again to Jalen Johnson. But I want to get past that, and I really want to see what this potentially can look like, and I want to see what Jonathan Kuminga can do. Right. I really do, and I say that he can play. We know that. Golden State knew that. But his role with the team and his minutes and all the things, Mike, that you need to develop a young player was dwindling, and it just wasn't there. And I think that's why they were willing to give up on this and, you know, still chase a championship. And somebody just hit me up. Are they a championship team with Porzingis? I do not believe they are.
No, I still think there's too many better teams, younger, more athletic, between Minnesota and OKC. But again, they believed in it, and good for him. It just was the only way we kept Porzingis, as I said. We would have gotten off to a red-hot start with him and Trey. But they would never get on the floor at the same time. We talked about it. The whole idea was, 45 minutes of the whole season with the guys we thought was going to be the starting five.
Trey's injury was a fluke. Right? It really was. I mean, remember, I think it was Muhammad Gay who ended up hurting him, and nobody really expected that. Trey has been durable when he was here, but that just set everything back, and now this is where we are. But it's not a bad place. I don't think this is a bad spot for where the Hawks are and what they may ultimately end up being. All right, man, Chris has got you covered coming up. He has got the Bridge Show as the Hawks take on Utah tonight. And then you'll get a chance to hear the game with Steve Holman, Mike Conti and company. Tomorrow, Mike, Big Friday show. We are going to head back to San Francisco, talk more Super Bowl as we get ready for the big game. Steve Coonan's going to stop by, Hawks CEO, also our man B-Mac from CBS Sports. We will be talking a lot of Super Bowl tomorrow, breaking the game down and giving you our takes. And we also have our official picks tomorrow, too. So lots in store and more reaction to all the things that have gone down in the NBA.
And again, Zubats, they wanted two first-rouners over with the Clippers. We talked about, you know, they got Vucevic over there to the Celtics. The bigs, they ask for too much. We still got those building blocks of those hopefully amazing picks. Only time will tell with the ping pong balls. So we're able to do some stuff to hopefully give us a chance to get out of the play-in rut and still keep the big picture and the big plan in place. I like it.
Yeah, I do too. Jerry Brewer is who we're going to talk to out there in San Francisco. Okay. All right, man, we got to get out of the way, Big O. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The game.
Big shout out to Big O, our engineer behind the glass, keeping us on point. Also, Day-Day, who is our executive producer. We appreciate you guys being here as well. Show starts at 2 tomorrow. Don't miss it. Don't miss the pre-show. Somewhere around 11 or so, guys. We do that every day, and it's a lot of fun, and we get a lot of reaction. And as we said, send your questions. We'd love to answer those questions. If you have something that you want to add, we'll read those on the show. All right, Mike Bell, let's get out of here so you can get on Juniper. Clear your throat!
Tom Brady making Patriot players sick to their own stomachs? Is Tom just preempting his own chance to get in the Hall of Fame by disassociating himself from New England after what happened to Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft? Tom Brady basically said on satellite radio he doesn't have a dog in the fight when asked about, you know, aren't you pulling for the Patriots? Well, Vince Wilfork, Rob Gronkowski, a lot of folks out there going, come on, man. Current players saying it's ridiculous. That's bull blank, said Wilfork. Pretty funny take from Asante Samuel, former teammate. Brady, you can't be the only one winning Super Bowls. Let me find out you hating on Drake May and Vrabel. I don't have a dog in this fight. Not what I wanted to hear. Brady knows how I get down. This ain't nothing new to him. So it's almost like Brady's been excommunicated from the family of the Patriots by trying to pretend he's a media guy now. Interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, new front offices matter. New eyes matter. New ideas. New approaches. Let's hope.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5. With Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
What we're seeing with the Hawks with Anse Soleil and his aggressiveness, Mike, and his willingness to not hold back, he traded a guy that a lot of people said they couldn't. And then he went out and made more deals. Senior Vice President of Basketball, Bryson Graham. Peter Dinwiddie, Mike, in the front office, who is the head of strategy and analytics. These guys are getting it done. I want to see the same approach with the Falcons.
Mm.
We'll see if that happens. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
your job is to check the crotches of ski jumpers at the Olympics.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.